This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. 2 days after his mother's death propelled him to the British throne, King Charles III has been officially proclaimed Britain's monarch. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Realizing the weight of his new role, Charles spoke of the heavy responsibilities of sovereignty, which have now passed on to him. The accession ceremony is one step in the ceremonial process of Charles being introduced as king to the nation. The room inside St. James's Palace, where the meeting of the Accession Council took place, was filled with senior politicians. They met without Charles, officially confirming his title King Charles III. The king then joined them, delivering a declaration on his mother's passing and his new duties as monarch. Karen Chamas, London.
Ukraine announced major advancements in a strategic military counteroffensive against Russian forces Saturday, retaking a vital city and causing thousands of Russian soldiers to retreat from territory in northeastern Ukraine that they'd held since the start of the war in late February. Ukrainian forces reported Saturday that they'd gained control of Izyum and pushed Russian soldiers across the Oskil River. Russia's defense ministry confirmed it had pulled its forces out of Izyum, claiming the move was planned. Reports of the claims could not be independently verified. Western military analysts say if the advances are confirmed, it would put the Ukrainians in control of a main railway that Moscow uses to supply thousands of troops in eastern Ukraine. Five Hong Kong speech therapists were sentenced to 19 months each in prison on Saturday after being found guilty on sedition charges for a series of children's books that were deemed anti-government. The books featured cartoons of sheep that were trying to repel wolves from their village. VOA News. Albania's government says it has suffered a renewed cyber attack and says Iran is likely behind it. Tirana also accuses Iran of an earlier assault on its digital systems. On Wednesday, it cut diplomatic ties with Iran over the attacks. The U.S. announced sanctions on Friday on Iran's Ministry of Intelligence and Security and its minister over Tehran's alleged involvement. The Islamic Republic has also been targeted by cyber attacks, most notably in 2010, when a virus believed to have been engineered by Israel and the United States infected its nuclear program. Nearly two decades after his capture in Pakistan, the self-described mastermind of the September 11th terror attacks is still in a legal limbo. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
As of the 21st anniversary of the terror attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other men accused of 9/11-related crimes sit in detention in Guantanamo Bay. Their military tribunals constantly postponed. Another disappointment for relatives of the nearly 3,000 killed, like Eddie Bracken, whose sister Lucy Fishman died in the Twin Towers.
The whole world is looking at us and saying, what are they doing after all this time?
Gordon Haberman lost his daughter, Andrea, and says he hopes to live to see the outcome.
I promised her I would follow this through to the end.
One attorney involved in the case says they're attempting to reach an agreement, avoiding a trial. Julie Walker, New York.
The Taliban in Afghanistan say a U.S.-made Black Hawk helicopter crashed during a training exercise in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, killing three people. The Ministry of Defense said the crash was due to a technical problem. It said five people were also injured. The Taliban took control of some U.S.-made aircraft after they seized the country just over a year ago. It remains unclear how many of those aircraft are operational. U.S. forces deliberately damaged some military hardware as they left, and Afghan forces had flown some helicopters to Central Asian nations. Sweden is holding an election this weekend to elect lawmakers to its 349-seat legislature, as well as to local offices across the nation of 10 million people. Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson is fighting to keep her center-left Social Democrats at the helm of a left-wing coalition, but she's facing strong challenges from the right. There are two major blocs, one with four parties on the left, another with four parties on the right, and polls leading up to the election show the two blocs in a near tie. Once again, our top story this hour, King Charles III of Great Britain has been officially proclaimed king. Marissa Melton, VOA News.